Peter, so what is taking this special counsel so long, 2 years, just to decide first and foremost if a crime has even been committed?
Because I really think that this thing, this whole thing is just a diversion. It's like a, it's another opportunity to try and chill the press. And let me tell you about Fitzgerald. Let me just give you this guy's background, okay?
And then explain what you mean by the diversion.
What I mean is it's the administration is has no leg to stand on when it comes to justifying the invasion of Iraq other than saying that Saddam Hussein was a dictator. They can't say that he threatened America. They can't. Somebody just, the hate mail I've gotten so far is pretty extraordinary, by the way, tonight, George. And one of the people said, well, you know, he fired missiles at Saudi Arabia. Yeah, he did that, like, how many years ago? The point is he wasn't a threat at the time of the invasion. And we went in there with no strategic justification, no political justification other than let's knock off this dictator. And there are many dictators to be knocked off. Why him? And so
because this dictator was controlling huge oil reserves.
What do you mean controlling huge oil reserves? There was a, I mean, we basically had this guy locked down. He was limited.
Well, but you just asked the question, why get him out of there? Because he has.
Right. Well, if you want to talk about the larger, that's the cynical, truthful answer to why get him out of there. But the official answer of the Bush administration was to help spread democracy throughout the Middle East and help the war on terror and help avenge 9/11.
But that's an offshoot of, I think, the quest to get the oil.
I know, but
there were other benefits, and those were some of them.
I know, but you just said it earlier tonight. What American, if they had known we were going to spend 12 years, would have supported the invasion, right? And what American would have supported the invasion if the only justification was we want to grab their oil? And the we isn't America, by the way. The we is whoever the oil multinational oil companies are. So what I'm getting at is it's a diversion. Patrick Fitzgerald, this kind of witch hunt, there was a reason to have a special prosecutor because the CIA felt it was a severe enough breach, outing an agent, that they called for a special prosecutor. But they appointed this guy, Fitzgerald. Now, Patrick Fitzgerald worked, and this is a criticism of the Clinton administration for all the people that have, one lady from Texas actually said that she hoped that I got a disease of the reproductive system. I mean, some of the hate mail is pretty wild. But anyway, for those that, think I'm just a liberal, commie, left-wing pinko, during the Clinton administration, which I've been highly critical of in my books, Patrick Fitzgerald was the U.S. attorney in the Southern District and presided over a cover-up of an alleged very strong links between Al-Qaeda and the crash of TWA 800. He was the guy in the room. If you go to peterlance.com, my website, and you click FBI 302s, you'll see a memo where on March 7th, 1996, he's in the room with Greg Scarpa Jr., the mob informant, mm-hmm. who's right in the cell next to Yusuf. Valerie Caproni is then at the head of the Eastern District Criminal Division, who's now general counsel to the FBI, the number one lawyer. And Fitzgerald is a part of this information that could have been an incredible, it could have interdicted the 9/11 plot, because they allowed Ramzi Yousef to contact his uncle Khalid Sheikh in Doha, Qatar, and they literally could have grabbed Khalid Sheikh and then stopped 9/11. And Fitzgerald, that mistake happened on his watch. Now he's this grand inquisitor. And what happens in many administrations is they reward the good foot soldiers, the loyalists, the guys that can keep a secret. And the senior executive service, George, SES, is anything above a GS-15 in Washington, you know? And those are the people that transcend administrations, like Fitzgerald and Caproni, that often do the dirty work.
And they survive.
And they survive. And I believe Fitzgerald, my new book, which if we have time later, I'd really like to share some of my revelations with
sure.
you. But he's going to be prominently featured in my new book. And I may be talking to you from a jail cell in a year, because it would be very easy in this climate now for the FBI to go, you know, Lance, we want to find out who your confidential sources were. How did you get the story of Ahmad Salem and Nancy Floyd? No one had ever got it before. We want to know. National security, right? And I won't give that up.